This is chapter 41, Fraternal Devotion, Sakiras, page 319, Nectar Devotion. When a devotee is permanently situated in devotional service, and by different symptoms of ecstasy, he has developed and matured a fraternal mellow or flavor in relationship with the personality of Godhead, his feeling is called fraternal love of Godhead. This phrase of Prabhupada uses, permanently situated in devotional service, refers to Sakya Rati, which is the sthayi bhav of fraternal devotion. When, as Prabhupada says, quote, different symptoms of ecstasy, when different symptoms of ecstasy, this refers to the four bhavas, vibhav, anubhav, sattvic bhav, and vyavachari bhav, stimulate this rati, it develops into a mature, fraternal, mellow, or flavor, which is Prabhupada's phrase. Fraternal, mellow, or flavor means sakiras. In other words, when fraternal affection, sakirati, is stimulated by the appropriate bhavas, it develops and matures into sakiras. Srila Rupa Goswami now describes the appropriate vibhavas, etc., for sakiras. Vibhav, vishay alamban, Krishna as the object of friendship. Rupa Goswami describes the form and qualities of Krishna that specifically stimulate sakiras. So as described earlier in regard to Prita Bhakti Ras, Sri Krishna is the Vishaya Lambana, sometimes two-handed form and sometimes in four-handed form. The qualities Krishna displays as the Vishaya Lambana of Preyo Bhakti Ras, or Sakya Ras, is described as follows. Krishna is beautifully dressed, Suvesh. Krishna possesses all divine characteristics in the features and markings of his body. Sarvasat Lakshananvita. Krishna is extremely powerful. Balishta. Krishna is adept in many different languages. Vividadbhuta Bhashananvita. Krishna's speech is very pleasing to the ears and filled with sweetness and rasa. Vavaduk. Krishna is learned in all branches of knowledge and expert in adopting appropriate behavior. Supandit. Krishna is sagacious and his intelligence is very subtle. Buddhiman. Krishna is quick-witted, able to invent newer and newer meanings on the spur of the moment. Vipul Pratibhanvita. Krishna is expert and can quickly accomplish very difficult tasks. Daksha. Krishna is merciful and thus unable to tolerate the distress of others. Karuna. Krishna is the best of heroes. Virashekara. Krishna is expert in the 64 arts and in amorous sportive pastimes. Vidagdha Rasika. Krishna forgives the offenses of others. Shamashila. Krishna is the object of everyone's affection, Raktaloka. Krishna is possessed of great opulence, Samridhiman. Krishna always enjoys happiness and is never touched by even a trace of distress, Sukhi. And Krishna is superior to all, Variyan. Krishna's form as Vishayalamban and Vibhav. The form that stimulates Sakiras in the resonance of Vrindavan is described as follows. Lord Hari, whose bodily hue is like the Indranila jewel, whose smiling is as beautiful as the Kunda flower, whose silk dress is as yellow as golden autumn foliage, whose chest is beautified with garlands of flowers, and who is always playing upon his flute, this enemy of the Agha demon is always attracting our hearts by wandering about Vrindavan. The form that stimulates sakya-ras of devotees outside Vrindavan is described thus. When the sons of Pandu, headed by Maharaj Yudhisthira, saw Krishna in his four-handed form on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, holding his conch shell, disc, club, and lotus flower, they completely forgot themselves and became merged in the ocean of nectaring happiness. Krishna's qualities. Krishna's nice dress, his strongly built body, the all auspicious symptoms on his body, his knowledge of different languages, his learned teachings in Bhagavad Gita, his uncommon genius in all fields of endeavor, his exhibition of expert knowledge, his mercy, chivalry, behavior as a conjugal lover, his intelligence, forgiveness, attraction for all kinds of men, his opulence and his happiness all provoke fraternal love. We've already mentioned these qualities, and these are listed page 319 and 320. The Ashray Alamban in Vibhav, the reservoir of friendship, which is the devotee. The devotees who possess friendly devotional sentiments are naturally Krishna's friends. The Sakhas are friends of Sri Krishna, who have a strong sense of mamata, possessiveness toward him, who are possessed of deep faith and firmly fixed on Sri Krishna, who benefit others by their behavior, and who are deeply absorbed in serving Krishna in the mood of a friend, are the Ashraya Lambana. They have been described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, as follows. Rupavesha gunadyaistu sama samyag ayantritaha vishramba sambritatmano vayasyas tasikirtita. Those who are identical to Sri Krishna in terms of form, qualities and dress, who are completely devoid of the constraints or restrictions that are found in the servants, and who are possessed of deep faith in Krishna, imbued with intimacy, are known as vayasyas. This is another word for sakhas, friends. So as we mention and review, Krishna's friends or sakhas or vayasyas have forms, qualities and attire or dress exactly like those of the dasya bhaktas, but they do not have the sambrama bhav as the servants do. Rather, the sakhas are imbued with vishramba bhav. So now we can ask, what is vishramba? This is told in verse 46. Vishrambo ghada vishvaso vishesha yantranojitaha. Vishramba is the deep confidence which is devoid of restraint, which causes one to think that there is no difference at all between oneself and Krishna. Prabhupada writes in page 320, the impetus to fraternal love upon seeing the associates of Krishna and Vrindavan is also very natural. For their personal bodily features, qualities and dress are all equal to Krishna's. These associates are always happy in their service to Krishna, and they are generally known as vayasyas, or friends of the same age. So the term vayasyas, or sakhas, or synonymous, they mean friends. So varieties of friends. Krishna has two types of vayasyas, brajasakhas, friends in Vrindavan, and pura vayasyas, friends living outside Vrindavan in larger towns and cities. Prabhupada explains, 320. Such eternal vayasyas are found beyond the jurisdiction of Vrindavan in Dwarka and Hastinapur. Except for Vrindavan, all the places of Krishna's pastimes are called puras, which means town. Atura pura, Dwarka pura. Pura vayasyas, friends living outside Vrindavan. So these are the principal pura vayasyas. Personalities like Arjuna, Bhima, Draupadi, and Sudama Vipra are counted among Krishna's fraternal devotees in the towns or puras. Description of their bhakti is given on page 320. When Sri Krishna arrived in Indraprastha, the capital of the Kurus, Maharaj Yudhisthira immediately came out to smell the flavor of Krishna's head. It is the Vedic custom that a superior smells the heads of his subordinates. When the subordinates offer respect to the superior by touching his feet. Similarly, Arjuna and Bhima embrace Krishna with great jubilation, and the two younger brothers, Nakula and Sahadev, touch the lotus feet of Krishna with tears in their eyes and offer their respects. In this way, all the five Pandav brothers enjoy the fraternal friendship of Krishna in transcendental mellow. The foremost Pura Vyasya. Arjuna is the foremost friendly devotee outside Vrindavan. Of the five Pandavas, Arjuna is the most intimately connected with Krishna. Arjuna's form. Arjuna has a nice bow called Gandiva in his hand. His thighs are compared to the trunks of elephants, and his eyes are always reddish. Arjuna's bhakti. This is described. Nectar Devotion, page 320. When Krishna and Arjuna are together on a chariot, they become celestial beauties, pleasing to the eyes of everyone. Once Arjuna was lying on his bed with his head on Krishna's lap, and he was talking and joking with Krishna in great relaxation, enjoying Krishna's company with smiling and great satisfaction. The Brajasakas, Krishna's friends in Vrindavan. Among all of Krishna's friends, the Brajasakas have the strongest devotion, evidenced by their inability to tolerate separation from him. Prabhupada writes, as far as the Vyasyas, friends in Vrindavan are concerned, they become greatly distressed when they cannot see Krishna even for a moment. Those who become perturbed when Krishna leaves their sight for even a moment, who always play with Krishna and who hold Krishna as dear as life, are the Brijbasi Vyasyas. For these reasons, they are foremost among all the friends of Krishna. The Sakas residing in Braj always want to be with Krishna, and they always have intense hankering to see him, for Krishna is their life and soul. For that reason, they are the principal or main sakas, their forms. All glories to Krishna's vyasyas, who are just like Krishna in age, qualities, pastimes, dress, and beauty. They are accustomed to playing on their flutes made of palm leaves, and they all have buffalo horn bugles, ornamented like Krishna's with jewels such as Indranila, and with gold and coral. They are always jubilant like Krishna. May these glorious companions of Krishna always protect us. Their bhakti. When Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, one of his friends said, dear friend, you have been standing for the last 7 days and nights without any rest. This is very troublesome for us, because we see that you have undertaken a severely laborious task. We think, therefore, that you need not continue to stand in that way holding the hill. You can just transfer it onto Sudama's hand. We are very much aggrieved to see you in this position. If you think that Sudama is not able to support Govardhan Hill, then at least you should change hands. Instead of supporting it with your left hand, please transfer it to your right hand so that we can give your left hand a massage. Prabhupada comments, this is an instance of intimacy showing how much the Vyasyas considered themselves equal to Krishna. Rupa Goswami illustrates Krishna's special affection for the Brajasakas. Krishna once said to Balaram, my dear brother, When my companions were being devoured by Agasura, hot tears poured down from my eyes. And as they were washing my cheeks, my dear elder brother, for at least one moment I completely lost myself. Four types of Brajasakhas. Krishna has four types of friends in Vrindavan. One, Surit, well-wishers. Sakhas, friends. Priyasakhas, confidential friends. Priyanarmasakhas, most intimate friends. Surit, well-wishers. Prabhupada writes, page 322. Krishna's well-wisher friends are a little bit older than Krishna, and they have some parental affection for him. Because of their being older than Krishna, they always try to protect him from any harm. As such, they sometimes bear weapons so that they can chastise any mischievous persons who want to do harm to Krishna. The principal Surits. Counted among the well-wisher friends are Subhadra, Mandalibhadra, Vajravardhan, Gobhatta, Yaksha Indrabhatta, Bhadranga, Virabhadra, Mahagun, Vijay, and Balabhadra. Their bhakti, page 322. My dear Mandalibhadra, why are you wielding a shining sword as though you were running toward Arishtasura to kill him? My dear Baladev, why are you unnecessarily bearing that heavy plow? My dear Vijay, don't be unnecessarily agitated. My dear Vajravardhan, there is no need to make these threatening motions. If you will all look more closely, you will see that it is only a thundercloud upon Govardhan Hill. It is not the Aristasura in the shape of a bull, as you have imagined. The foremost Surits. Among the well-wishers, Mandalibhadra and Balabhadra are chiefs. Mandalibhadra's form. Mandalibhadra's form or complexion is yellowish, and his dress is very attractive. He always carries a stick of various colors. He wears a peacock feather on his head and always looks very beautiful. Mandalibhadra's bhakti. My dear friends, our beloved Krishna is now very tired from working with the cows in the pasturing grounds. I can see that he is very fatigued. Let me massage his head silently while he is taking rest in his house. And you, Subal, you just massage his thighs. Balabhadra's form. Let me take shelter of the lotus feet of Balaram, whose beauty is enhanced by the earrings touching his cheeks. His face is decorated with tilak made from kasturi, musk, and his broad chest is decorated with a garland of gunja, small conch shells. His complexion is as white as an autumn cloud. Balabhadra's bhakti. This is described on page 323, Nectar Devotion. Baladev said, my dear Subal, please tell Krishna not to go to Kaliya's lake today. It's his birthday. So I wish to go along with Mother Yashoda to bathe him. Tell him he should not leave the house today. This example shows how Balaram, Krishna's elder brother, took care of Krishna with parental love within the scope of maternal affection. Now the Sakhas are friends. Friends who are younger than Krishna, who are always attached to him and who give him all kinds of service are called ordinary friends or simply friends. So those who are slightly younger than Krishna, whose sakya is mixed with the scent of dasya, and who are exclusively attracted to the happiness of rendering service to Krishna are called Sakhas. The names of some Sakhas are Vishal, Rishab, Ojaswi, Devaprashta Varutapa Maranda Kusamapita Manibhanda Karandham. Because the Sakas are younger than Krishna, they have a trace of servitude. They greatly enjoy helping to dress Krishna. Keeping Krishna informed about the whereabouts of his cows and other relishable tasks like fanning and massaging him. Their activities are described in page 323. All these Sakha friends of Krishna seek only to serve him. Sometimes some of them would rise early in the morning and immediately go to Krishna's place, Anandagaon, and wait at the door to see Krishna and accompany him to the pasturing grounds. In the meantime, Krishna would be dressed by Mother Yashoda, and when she would see a boy standing at the door, she would call him. "Well, Vishal, why are you standing there? Come here." So with Yashoda's permission, Vishal would immediately enter the house. While Mother Yashoda was dressing Krishna, Vishal would try to help put on Krishna's ankle bells. Then Krishna would jokingly strike him with his flute. Mother Yashoda would call, "Krishna, what is this? Why are you teasing your friend?" And Krishna would laugh, and Vishal would also laugh. These are some of the activities of Krishna's Sakas. After fighting with a demon, Krishna would feel fatigued. The hairs on his head would be scattered, and the Sakas would immediately come and try to relieve him in different ways. Some friends would say, "My dear Vishal, please take this fan of lotus leaves and fan Krishna so that he may feel some comfort. Varutapa, you just brush the scattered hairs on Krishna's head which have fallen upon his face. Rishab, don't talk unnecessarily. Immediately massage Krishna's body. His arms have become tired from fighting and wrestling with that demon. Oh, just see how our friend Krishna has become tired." These are some examples of the treatment given to Krishna by the Sakas. The foremost of all Sakas is Devaprast. He is very strong, a ready scholar, and is very expert in playing ball. He wears a white dress, and he ties his hair into a bunch with a rope. Devaprast is bhakti. Krishna began to recline, and taking this opportunity, Devaprast, out of his strong affection for Krishna, immediately began to massage his legs. Now the Priya Sakas, confidential friends. The more confidential friends are called Priya Sakas and are almost Krishna's age. Because of their very confidential friendship, their behavior is only on the basis of pure friendship. The behavior of other friends is on the ground of parental love or servitude, Vatsalya Ras or Dasya Ras. But the basic principle of confidential friends, Priya Sakas, is simply friendship on an equal level. Surits are older than Krishna. Consequently, Vatsalya Bhav, parental love, mixes with their Sakya or friendship. Sakas are younger than Krishna. Thus, servitude mixes with their friendship. Priya Sakas, however, are of the same age as Krishna. Their friendship is perfectly on the level of equality. It is pure friendship without any influence of parental affection or servitude. These Priya Sakas, they take exclusive shelter of the attitude of Sakya and are called Priya Sakas. They always give pleasure to Krishna by various types of games, and by wrestling, stick fighting, and other types of amusement. The principal Priya Sakas are Sridham, Sudham, Dham, Vasudham, Kinkini, Stoka Krishna, Amshu, Bhadrasen, Vilasi, Pundarik, Vitanka, and Kalavinka. Jiva Goswami's commentary, he says that Dhamma, Sudhamma, Vasudhamma, and Kinkini are known as Priya Sakas, But they may also be counted as Priyanarmasakas because they personify Krishna's heart and pervade his entire being. In order to establish this, Jiva Goswami quotes the following verse from Gotamiya Tantra. The translation of the purport of this verse is that because Dhamma, Vasudam, Sudam, and Kinkini personify Krishna's heart, they are described to be as worshipful as Sri Krishna himself. These four personalities are offered the first worship with scented flowers and sandalwood in a ceremony known as Avaran Puja. The Bhakti of the Priyasakas. Srimati Radharani's friend describes their mood of devotional mood. This is described in Nectar Devotion, page 324. One Sakhi told Radharani, "My dear graceful Radharani, your intimate friend Krishna is also served by his intimate boyfriends. Some of them cut jokes with him in mild voices and please him very much by this." Rupa Goswami says, "Sometimes a confidential friend would come," means Priyasaka, "would come before Krishna and embrace him with great affection and love. Another friend would then come up from the rear and cover Krishna's eyes with his hands. Krishna would always feel very happy by such dealings with his confidential friends." Prabhupada adds his own commentary, further illustrating the devotional mood of the Priyasakas by describing Krishna's ladu-stealing friend Madhumangal. Madhumangal would joke by playing the part of a greedy Brahmin. Whenever Krishna's friends would eat together, Madhumangal would eat more than all others, especially ladus, of which he was very fond. Then after eating more ladus than anyone else, Madhumangal would still not be satisfied, and he would say to Krishna, "If you give me one more ladu, then I shall be pleased to give you my blessings, so that your friend Radharani will be very much pleased with you." Thus Krishna was very pleased by Madhumangal's blessings, and he would supply him with more and more ladus. Of all these confidential friends, Priyasakas, Sridham is considered to be the chief. Sridham's form. Sridham used to wear a yellow-colored dress, carry a buffalo horn, and his turban was of reddish-copper color. His bodily complexion was blackish, and around his neck there was a nice garland. Sridham is Radharani's older brother. Sridham's bhakti. Sridham said, "Oh Krishna, you are so cruel that you left us alone on the bank of the Yamuna, and we were all mad from not seeing you there. Now it is our great fortune that we are able to see you here. If you want to pacify us, you must embrace each one of us with your arms. But believe me, my dear Krishna, a moment's absence from you creates great havoc, not only for us, but for the cows also. Everything becomes disarranged, and we become mad after you." The Priyanarmasakas. This is the fourth category of sakas. These are the most intimate friends of Krishna. There are other friends who are still more confidential. They are called Priyanarma, or intimate friends. The Priyanarmas are the most intimate and exalted of all devotees in the Sakya mood, because Krishna engages them in the very confidential service of arranging his meetings with the gopis. The Priyanarmasakas are superior in every way to the three other types of sakas. They are engaged in extremely confidential services and possess a very special bhav, sakhi bhav. In other words, they perform confidential services for the prayasis, or lovers of Sri Krishna, by assisting Krishna in meeting with the gopis. And they desire to give pleasure to them. Counted among the Priyanarma friends are Subal, Arjun, Gandharva, Vasant, and Ujwala. Their bhakti. One gopi tells Srimati Radharani, page 325, Nectar of Devotion, "My dear Krishangi, delicate one, just see how Subal is whispering your message into Krishna's ear and how he is delivering the confidential letter of Shyamadasi silently into Krishna's hand. How he is delivering the betel nuts prepared by Palika into Krishna's mouth. And how he is decorating Krishna with the garland prepared by Taraka. Did you know, my dear friend, that all these most intimate friends of Krishna are always engaged in his service in this way?" Out of the many intimate Priyanarmas, Subal and Ujwala are considered to be most prominent. Of the two, Subal is slightly superior to Ujwala. Subal's form. Subal's complexion is just like molten gold. He is very, very dear to Krishna. He always has a garland around his neck, and he wears yellow clothing. His eyes are just like lotus petals. And he is so intelligent that by his talking and his moral instructions, all the other friends take the highest pleasure. Let us all offer our respectful obeisances unto Krishna's friend, Subal. Subal's bhakti. When Krishna would speak to Subal, no one else could understand what they were saying. Not even the assembly of Sakis, who were expert in understanding Krishna's subtle gestures and movements. Subal's superior intimacy would thus become evident. Prabhupada says, page 326, "The degree of intimacy shared by Krishna and Subal can be understood by the fact that the talks between them were so confidential that no one else could understand what they were saying." Now Ujwala, who is the second most prominent Priyanarmasaka, his form. Ujwala always wears some garment of orange color, and the movements of his eyes are always very restless. He likes to decorate himself with all kinds of flowers. His bodily hue is almost like Krishna's, and on his neck there is always a necklace of pearls. Ujwala's bhakti. Srimati Radharani said, "My dear friend, it is impossible for me to keep my prestige. I wanted to avoid talking to Krishna any more. But just see, there again is his friend Ujwala, coming to me with his canvassing work. His entreaties are so powerful that it is very difficult for a gopi to resist her love for Krishna." Ujwala always desires to glorify Krishna's very confidential love for the gopis. Ujwala said, "My dear Aghari, you have extended your loving affairs so much that you can be compared to the great ocean, which is without limitations. At the same time, the young girls of the world, who are all searching after the perfect lover, have become just like rivers running into this ocean. Under the circumstances, all these rivers of young girls may try to divert their courses to some other place, but at the end, they must come to you." This is the praman, or evidence, page 327. There are different ways to ascertain who the intimate friends of Lord Krishna are, how they dress, etc. One way is by the descriptions given in Shastra. Another is by local lore and oral tradition. Quote, "Among the groups of different friends of Krishna, some are well known from various scriptures and some are well known by popular tradition." There's three types of people who have become Krishna's friends. Some are eternally perfect friends. Some are elevated demigods who become Krishna's friends, and some are devotees who have achieved intimate friendship with Krishna by executing sadhana. So this is the Nitya Priya or Nitya Siddha, the Surachar. The Suras means it. Those were previously devatas who attained the position of Krishna's friends by the performance of sadhana. Then the third category is the sadhana siddhas. Although the Suracharas, demigods, also attain perfection through sadhana, they are classified separately in order to distinguish them from the general sadhana siddhas. Prabhupada explains, there are three divisions among Krishna's friends. Some are eternally in friendship with Krishna, some are elevated demigods, and some are perfected devotees.
Services
performed by Krishna's friends. Each individual friend renders service according to his inherent personality. Page 327. In all these groups, there are some who by nature are fixed in Krishna's service and are always engaged in giving counsel. Some of them are very fond of joking and naturally cause Krishna to smile by their words. Some of them are by nature very simple, and by their simplicity they please Lord Krishna. Some of them create wonderful situations by their activities, apparently against Krishna. Some of them are very talkative, always arguing with Krishna and creating a debating atmosphere. Some boys are very gentle and give pleasure to Krishna by their sweet words. All of these friends are very intimate with Krishna, and they show expertise in their different activities, their aim always being to please Krishna. So thus this ends chapter 41, Fraternal Devotion.